Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What causes the loud banging noise in my home's pipes? The problem of pipes banging in the wall is often called water hammer. It can happen on a normal faucet, but it's more common on pipes attached to a washing machine or a dishwasher. In both of these machines, the valve is electrically operated. It's called a solenoid valve. Solenoid valves close very quickly. So imagine the following scene. The washing machine is filling, so the valve is open. Water is rushing through the pipe toward the washing machine. When the washing machine is full, the valve slams shut very abruptly. In the pipe, there may be 5 or 10 pounds of water that had been moving at a significant speed, and now it suddenly comes to a complete halt. The water's momentum carries the entire pipe system forward, and it's the shifting of the pipes that makes the noise. If it's a long, straight pipe carrying the water, the amount of motion, and therefore the noise, can be especially significant. Obviously, this is not good for the pipes. Each time you hear the noise, that means your pipes have been stressed and flexed. The normal solution is to put a shock absorber in the pipe near the valve. A simple shock absorber would be a foot-long piece of vertical pipe attached near the valve. This pipe is filled with air. Now when the valve closes, the moving water rushes up into the vertical pipe and compresses the air so it slows down gradually. The problem with a simple vertical pipe is that the bubble can get dissolved into the water, so a sealed system using a rubber bladder can be purchased. This solution also allows you to orient it other than vertically. Another approach is to use a spiral of copper pipe. When the water hits the spiral, the coil absorbs the shock like a spring. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.